into the television station, you know that, the Late Show, Gay Byrne. And they sent for me, they sent a limousine. And it's a pram, really, you know. The only reason they sent them was we could never find our way anywhere. Where the fuck is it? And they sent this limo, and I went down, and I was amazed there was no one in it. And so I just get in, I thought, this must be it, and I get in, and I was amazed that the radio was on. So music was playing. And I slammed the door, and the driver sat up. He'd been lying on the front seat, having a kip with his hat over his eyes, you know. And when I came in, he leant forward to turn the radio down. I said, no, leave it, it's brilliant. Turn it up a wee bit, as a matter of fact. And he whacked it up, and it was that Irish, folky sort of Planxty. Remember that band Planxty? I thought it was them, you know. And I loved them, and it was really hammering on that kind of threatening stuff with a drum. Right. And it's whacking away there, and I went, yee, that'll do me. Off we go. Whoosh. We're driving along, and the record came to an end. And the DJ waffled on about a competition or some fucking thing, the way they do it. And I says to the... He didn't say who it was, you know. And I said to the driver, was that Planxty? His answer will go to my grave with me. He said, I don't know. I don't normally work Friday nights. I was starting to get frightened. I'm thinking, this guy thinks every Friday in the radio is exactly the fucking same. Isn't that astonishing? I was in Belfast. Another limo driver, a brilliant guy called Billy. He was my driver. A local guy, a Belfast man. We're driving along, and like all Irishmen, he lied a lot. Now, and I don't mean that in a malicious way at all. They'll tell you a lie to make you feel better. You know, to soothe your journey a little. Like if you're walking, hiking along, and there's a farmer and his wife, and you say, how far to Dublin? The farmer will say, 12 miles. And his wife will say, for Christ's sake, he's walking, tell him it's 6. You know, that kind of thing. Just that. It's a gentle, helpful kind of lying, you know. So Billy was, oh, and his wife. His wife was wonderful. She was like a kind of, she looked like a hooker, actually. So kind of, she would chew all the time. And she had jangly, sparkly clothes on, you know, and very short skirts and like red shoes and big shiny lips like she'd been eating chips all night. And big charm bracelets that went ching, 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 ching every time she moved, big red nails. And she was like in perpetual motion. I'd never seen it like her since I was a child. You know, the hookers in my hometown all did that. Hello, Sailor. And we used to run past them when we were wee boys and say, hey, missus, you left your engine running. So... I'll kick your ass. Right. So Billy says, my wife wants to come to the gig. Would that be okay? I said, of course it would. Just see him about the ticket. See the manager there. No problem at all. Any particular night, just tell him, bloody blah, big shot, you know. He says, she wants to come in the limo. How do you feel about that? I said, no problem at all. Okay, easy peasy poo. I thought she would be in the front with him. Looking in the back. Hi, Bill. And smell of Estee Lauder. You kind of get it off you, you know. Smell. Oh, hello, how are you doing? Yeah, hello. And she was very funny and really nice. But she kept opening the limo windows on the way into Belfast and saying, I'm in here with Billy Connolly. Billy waved at him, come on. I'm going, fucking hello. Jesus. I must tell you, he used to make up old Irish sayings, and I would be on my knees, and I'm supposed to believe this shit, you know. We're driving to the gig one night, and he says, you know, Billy, I'm amazed. that you don't have a car yourself, you know, a nice car and a driver and stuff to take you around. I said, OK, I used to have that. I gave all that up. Why? I said, I like being myself, you know, just take the B roads and have a nice life, you know. I said, and I was getting fed up with the driver. And he says, was he an idiot? Now, in actual fact, the guy was a nice bloke, my driver. But to cut a long story short, you know, I said, yeah, bit of an idiot. He says, you know, we have an old saying here in Northern Ireland. I said, oh, really? And it took a wee while, so I knew he was making it up. I could see the bits moving in the back of the head there. He says, wherever you're going, never take an idiot with you. But no, that's not it. That's only the beginning. He says, wherever you're going, never take an idiot with you. You can always pick one up when you get there.
Not a test. This is rock and roll.
The Rock Show.
Let's get ready to rumble.
This is Bud Hall from the Mighty Mighty Grouse Brothers, and you're listening to the Liam Burke Podcast.
I go to the south.
Yeah, there you are. Goodbye, June, and see where the night goes from the new album that's out on Friday, 18th of February. From the title track of that actual album as well. So check it out this coming Friday. Go buy it. Let's support great music. Let's get back out on the road again. I think we're going to go to see Grainne Duffy, which I might have a track later on the show as well, sometime soon. And also Pat is playing in the Stonehouse in Navan, and he will be playing in Muldoon's of Drumcondra as well very soon. So hopefully we can catch up with them. And it'll be the first time in 2 years that I've seen them, or over 2 years at that stage, because I think it is April and May is when they're playing. Anyway, you're listening to me, Liam Bourke, on The Liam Bourke Show. I'm back for another week on your earwaves. And before that, we had Billy Connolly with Limo Drivers talking about The Late Late Show in Ireland as compared to The Late Late Show in America. So there's several of them. I do hope you're all well and safe and enjoying. The months are moving in fairly quickly. February nearly gone already. Where is the time gone? I picked myself up a couple of albums last week. I was in Carringford again in that antique store, and I picked up another couple of albums. An album by Loverboy and another album by Flash and the Pan. You know that song. It's back from the 80s as well. And Loverboy from the 80s too. So I picked them up both for 15 squids. When you can go and buy new records now at the minute, and they're something like 30 or 40 euros each. Anyway, let's keep going with this music train. And here is Pink Floyd with Hey You.
With itchy feet and fading smiles, can you feel me? Hey you, don't help them to bury the light. Don't give in without a fight.
The wall was too high, as
you can see. No matter how he tried, he could not break free. And the worms ate into his brain.
Yes, Pink Floyd and Hey You on the Liam Bourke Show with me, Liam Bourke. And I've got a track this week again, a couple of tracks this week again from Mr. Tony Smith from the album that Tony sent me. And I know I really should be checking out what the name of the album is. Maybe he hasn't got a name yet, but it's fantastic music. And this is a track Tony gave me a good while back, and I played it before, and it's a fantastic track, and I'm going to play that, and I play another one throughout the show as well. Here is Little Red Car.
Step into my little red car. I gotta warn you, we mightn't get far. It's kind of old and the wheels coming off. Act like it's a joke. No, I don't mind if you smoke. You won't be laughing when you're looking for a lift around 3 a.m. Oh no. Got full of lead, petrol power, top speed 50 mile an hour. She's running sweet, she gets me from A to B and C and D. My daddy owned her, now she's mine. Front seat, permanent recline. Stick out your thumb, you might just get a ride. Baby, you don't have to be a superstar, but it ain't everybody get to spin in my little red car. Baby, you don't have to be
Tony Smith and Little Red Car. More from Tony coming up later on the show. This time around, I have the Divinals with Chrissy Amphlett and Make Out All Right.
Make out all right. What the fuck is this?
What we've got here is failure.
Lost little girl, your lost little girl, your lost, tell me who are you? Think that you know what to do. Impossible, yes, but it's true. I think that you know what to do. Tell me, who are you?
That was The Doors and Your Lost Little Girl, and before that you had The Divinyls with Make Out All Right. Now, what else have I got for you? You have lots more great music coming up as well for you. If you've anyone out there that wants to get a birthday request, maybe let me know, and maybe a tune for them as well. I'll do my best to play that as well. If you have a list of 15 or 20 songs, you can let me know on leanbookshow.com. You can get me on Spotify, Castbox, Instagram, Deezer. You can get me on guitarstony1969 at gmail.com. If you just want to leave a voice message for someone, or maybe a little piece or whatever you want to say, leave it on Liam Burke on the Messenger page, and I will play it for you. Now it's time for something for a little Frankie out there. Frankie McLaughlin, this is especially for you. It is Guns N' Roses. I must get them over. I have to see, it's trying to get the two of them off at the one time, to get them over here to be involved in the studio. Anyway, here is Guns N' Roses with Civil War. What we've got here?
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets. I don't like him any more than you did.
Look at your young men fighting. Look at your women crying. Look at your young men dying the way they've always done before. the hate we're breeding. Look at the fear we're feeding. Look at the lives we're leading, the way we've always done before.
Oh, What's so civil about war anyway?
There you go, that's Guns N' Roses and Civil War. Yes, now, what have I got for you? Yes, why am I sounding so low here? Maybe I need to turn this up a wee bit here. Maybe hit on that one. That will do just rightly. Yes, what's so civil about war? Anyway, Guns N' Roses, now it's time for some more comedy. And this time around, oh my, where are we gone? Mickey Flanagan and... it's miserable at 50.
When you get to 50, you get a bit of a miserable bastard. Things start upsetting you. That never bothered you before. Little tiny things. I was on the train the other day, and a man had a wobbly walk coming off of his eye. It's a proper hanger he had. The hanger's rare nowadays, isn't it? And it was the train was wobbling, and it was wobbling, and I was like, oh, Christ. It was really irritating me. Why have I got to look at your wobbly walk? 2 hours. Sort yourself out, son. But what was really irritating me was why I wasn't irritating him. How cool is this man? Gets up in the morning. Boing. Now I'll leave that. Because you get to a point in your life where you've only got a little bit of patience and you've got to save that for the people you love and care about. Normally your children and your parents. Because they often have the capacity to talk quite a lot of bollocks. And if you get them both together, it's a tough night. I took my little boy the other day, he's 7, to meet my dad, 82, down the Roman Road. Ooh, it was a tough afternoon. The boy started straight away. Dad, 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 do you think the Hulk could beat Spider-Man in a fight? I said, oh, I don't know, son. I don't know the answer to these questions. The next couple of days, I kept thinking, I don't know, do you think the Hulk could beat Spider-Man in a fight? It'd be a tasty fight, wouldn't it? I said to him, I said, don't drive me mad. Play on your iPad for another 3 hours. Go on. Because like a lot of parents, I started off good with the screen time. I said, only 2 hours a week, absolutely maximum, 2 hours a week. Oh, yeah. Couple of months later, I'm watching The Chase. He's getting groomed on Moshi Monsters. Dad, Dad, I'm playing a geezer from Belgium. Yeah, that's nice, boy. 51. Oh, really? I bet he's good, isn't he? He wants to meet up, Dad. Yeah, just send him our postcode. He'll sort it out. And then my dad starts. Now, my dad was evacuated during the war. You wouldn't know it. Sometimes it's all 10 seconds before he crowbars it into the conversation. He said to me, when's the little boy going to start walking to school on his own then? I said, oh, I don't know, Dad, it's dangerous out there. You've got loads of traffic, you've got 70s entertainers floating about everywhere. It's dangerous, isn't it? I don't know why they don't just bring them all in. Action Man. Cat Weasel, he can come in. That geezer who used to get up in the night for the lemonade. I'm a secret charmer, list, oh yes. I see you doing creeping about in the middle of the night. So my dad said, don't talk to me about danger. I thought, oh, here we go. You see, when I was a little boy, I was evacuated, weren't I, down to the Kent countryside. I used to have to walk to school on my own, right? I was walking to school one morning. German bomber came over, didn't it? Just on his way back from Blitz in London. He saw me. Yeah, probably that, yeah, 2,000 feet up, 3,000 feet. Yeah, he spotted Germany. Yeah, he doubled back. Seen him in the rear view. Aha! Sven Hunter! He said, yeah, he came in low, out of the sun. crafty, about 8 feet from the floor. He's opened the machine guns up on me, honey. He said, I dived in the bushes, saved me own life. I come up, brushed the brambles off, I carried on to school. And finishes it off with a tirade of abuse against the German people I've not heard for a long time. Fucking dirty slags. Pieces of shit. We should go over there, bomb them again, as they get a few ideas. I said, Dad, don't keep swearing in front of the boy, please. Why not? Because I don't want him swearing. Oh, of course you fucking don't. Yeah, but if he keeps hearing you swear, he'll think he can swear. Well, tell him he fucking can't. Don't dig me out. And I know where he's coming from, because I don't ever remember grown-ups not swearing around me when I was a little boy. The rules were, grown-ups could swear and you couldn't, you were a kid. But your day would come. Big rites of passage day, wasn't it? Swearing indoors for the first time. Normally when you put a few quid on the table, first bit of housekeeping, bosh. Your mum would say, all right, you have a nice day at work. No, it was shit. Why was it so hard? Foreman's a cunt. Oh! You had to go too far, didn't you? You had to go too far! Only your father uses the C word in this kitchen! Or me about your father.
To get to heaven, take the stairway. To get to hell, take the highway. To get to Clarksville, take the last train.
Take the last train to Clarksville, and I'll meet you at the station. You can be.
No need to ask for directions when you want to listen to the Liam Burke Show.
Well, you wake up in the morning. You hear the work bell ring, and I march you to the table. You see the same old thing. Ain't no food upon the table. There's no fork up in the pan. But you better not complain, boy. You get in trouble with the man.
Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a ever loving light on me.
Yonder come Miss Rosie. How in the world did you know? By the
Yeah, CCR and Midnight Special, Shine a Light on Me. Yes, and before that, Mr. Mickey Flanagan was miserable at 50. Even at 53, you'd still be miserable. Now, going back to a man who's not miserable and great music and sends it my way the whole time, which a lot of them do. I've Mr. Jim Bates, I've Roy Shields, I've Jordan Dennis, I've Des Murphy, Paul McCann, and this man here, Tony Smith. And this time around, Tony, the song of, End of the Line from Tony's album he's had to send to me. Tony, if you're listening out there, please send me a title maybe. Or maybe I haven't even got a title yet. It could be the untitled album. And that's what we'll go with for now. The untitled album, and here is End of the Line from Mr. Tony Smith.
If you wanna go, yeah, you should just go. We had a good run, yeah, we all know. There comes a time you must accept that you come to the end of the line. Don't feel bad, there's really no need. We're not dead yet, as far as I can see. It ain't no crime, you must accept that you come to the end of the line. At the end of the line, you can begin. Good times go and come around again. I was still kind of hoping, but one door shuts, another one opens. We'll do just fine. You must accept that you come to the end of the line. At the end of the line, yeah, you can begin. Good times go come around again.
That Camarillo Brillo flaming out along ahead. I mean her Mendocino Beano by where some bugs had made it red. She ruled the toads of the short forest,
and every newt in Idaho, and every cricket who had chorus by the bush in Buffalo. She said she was a magic mama, and she could throw a mean tarot, and carried on without a comma, that she was someone I should know. She had a snake for a pet and an amulet, and she was breeding a dwarf, but she wasn't done yet. She had gray-green skin, a doll with a pin. I told her she was all right, but I couldn't come in.
I couldn't come in right then.
And so she wandered through the doorway, just like a shadow from the tomb. She said her stereo was four-way, and I just love it in her room. Well, I was born to have adventure, so I just followed up the steps, right past a fuming incense stencher, to where she hung her castanets. She stripped away her rancid poncho and laid out naked by the door. We did it till we were on concho, and it was useless anymore. She had a snake for a pet and an amulet, and she was breeding a dwarf, but she wasn't done yet. She had gray-green skin, a doll with a pin. I told her she was all right, but I couldn't come in.
Actually, that was very busy.
And so she wandered through the doorway, just like a shadow from the tomb. She said her stereo was four-way, and I just love it in her room. Well, I was born to have adventure, so I just followed up the steps, right past the fuming incense stencher, to where she hung her castanet. She said she was a magic mama, and she could throw a mean tarot, and carried on without a comma, that she was someone I should know.
Is that a real poncho? I mean, is that a Mexican poncho, or is that a Sears poncho? No fooling.
There you go, that's Mr. Frank Zappa and Camarillo Brillo. Yeah, just thought it was just say. No, he's having another go there. Just thought it would be good to throw it in. And Tony Smith with End of the Line. We have more tracks over the next couple of weeks on from that untitled album from Tony Smith coming up on the show as well. Lots more still to come yet. Just something like this one from Slash with Miles Kennedy and Fill My World.
We'll be right back.
Big Out of the Slash and Miles Kennedy will fill my world. Now, loads still to come, and one more anyway before we have some more comedy. And this time around, you have Neil Young with Harvest Moon. Whenever you decide to play Neil, that's grand. Take your time. There is no hurry.
Mom. bum, 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 bum. Mr. Neil Young and Harvest Moon. Now, yeah, you're listening to Neil Young on The Liam Burke Show with me, Liam Burke, and it is time now for more comedy. And this time around, a devil that passed away just late last year, and it was Mr. Sean Locke, very young man at the time as well. And here is Sean on political correctness.
They say that political correctness has gone mad. And I think that might be true, actually, because I was at the zoo the other day and I got told off and I said, look, there's a mongoose. Can't see that anymore. No. Special needs goose, is what you're going to say. It's gone mad, isn't it? It's gone mad. I saw a pufferfish. I thought, I'm not saying a word. There were some alternative punchlines to that joke, and I thought I stepped away from them. One of them I was a bit concerned about. I thought, oh, and I wasn't sure. I thought, oh, maybe it's racist. I'm not sure. And I didn't, obviously didn't want it to be racist. I don't think I'm not racist. And if it turned out it was racist, I'd be a bit knackered, right? Because none of my best friends are black. I'd have no excuses. Because I hate that. You know, people have been accused of racism. They always come out and go, oh, that Weasley excuse. Oh, some of my best friends are black. Oh, it's horrible. Jade Goody did it on Big Brother, wasn't it? She was racist, wasn't she? She wasn't very racist. Didn't have an armband on. But, put it this way, she ain't going to win a mobo, is she? And she comes out and goes, no, I'm not racist. Some of my best friends are black. This is, oh, you know, people don't do it for other things, do they? I'm not a murderer. Some of my best friends are alive. I'm not a paedophile, so my best friend's a kid. Oh, that doesn't work, does it? That makes things worse, doesn't it? But political correctness is very interesting, isn't it? It's changed the world, hasn't it? You know, I was thinking, a lot of the songs we used to sing when I was a kid, you can't sing those anymore. You know, simple songs like, remember that one? When Johnny grows up, he'll be a soldier. When Jimmy grows up, he'll be a sailor. When Timmy grows up, he'll be a tailor. And all the girls will be wives, washing up and cooking dinner, washing up and cooking dinner, washing up and cooking dinner. Wives, wives, wives. It seemed so innocent at the time, you know. I didn't realise the sinister subtext at work there. Of course, they say, don't they, a woman's work is never done. And maybe that's why they get paid less. Some quite beefy claps there, weren't there? Oh, that's a really good idea. Yeah, that's a bloody good idea, mate. That's a fact. I thoroughly agree with that. No, it's terrible, isn't it? You know, that's, I think that's outrageous that women get paid less if they do the same work, don't they? And also, at meal times, you get slightly smaller portions than us, don't you? You always get the little bit of chicken. But I suppose, if you look on the other side of the coin, your soap is a lot gentler on the skin. It swings and roundabouts, really, isn't it? And also, in your magazines, you get vouchers. We don't get vouchers in our magazines, do we? So if you cash all those in, slightly better off. Now, obviously, I think equality is very important, something we should all strive for. I think in certain areas it's gone too far the other way, though. I do, you know. I mean, this isn't a very popular opinion. It's very unpopular, actually. Very unpopular opinion. But I think it's fundamentally wrong that the AA, the RAC, prioritise single women at night. I do. I think that's outrageous, you know. I could be broken down 3 or 4 hours. Woman breaks down, 100 yards up the road, van goes vroom, straight to her. I think that's an outrageous way to treat men. What do you think we are? Think we can just, like, fend off attackers all night long? Biff! Don't worry about me. Whoa! Why I oughta... More ammo! Ah!
this long.
I'd be on the phone, though. I'd be on the phone going, would you come any quicker if I told you I was a transvestite at all? Would that screw things up?
Are you a lot of salad?
I'm wearing those tanga briefs. A bit like knickers.
Blue.
Another thing I don't think is quite fair, right? How come, right? If I come home, sometimes I come home, my wife is wearing some of my clothes. Right? Yeah. Sometimes she's got my shirt on. Or sometimes you've got my boxer shorts on. You know? You don't say anything, do you? You don't mention it, yeah. But the other way round, she comes home, I've slipped something on. Oh, we have to have a chat, don't we? I'm supposed to feel ashamed. I might need to see someone. I'm only joking, that's never happened. Never been caught. What I do is very clever. I put loads of boxes on the stairs. So it makes a right racket, gives you plenty of warning. Oh, shit. Ooh.
Ben Stiller.
Hey, it's Julie Bowen.
Hello, I'm Scotty from Star Trek. James Doohan.
I'm Magic Johnson. Yeah, the ex-basketball player. Yeah, that's me.
This is Geraldo Rivera.
Hello, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. I love
you.
Damn right.
Rose and flows of angel hair, and ice cream castles in the air, and feather canyons everywhere. Looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. They rain and they snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's cloud illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds. Moons and Junes and Ferris wheels, the dizzy dancing way that you feel, as every fairy tale comes through. I've looked at love that way, but now it's just another show. And you leave them laughing when you go. And if you can, don't let them know. Don't give yourself away. I've looked at love from both sides now, from give and take, and still somehow it's love's illusions that I recall. I really don't know love. I really don't know love at all.
tears and fears and feeling proud to say I love you right out loud. Dreams and schemes and circus crowds, I've looked at life that way. Oh, but now, old friends, they're acting strange, and they shake their heads and they tell me that I've changed. Well, something's lost, but something's gained in living every day. I looked at life from both sides now, from win and lose, and still somehow it's life's illusions I recall. I really don't know life at all. It's life's illusions that I recall. I really don't know life. I really don't know life at
all. There you go, Joni Mitchell and Both Sides Now. Now, last week I played a track from this very album, and I want to play another one again this week from David Bowie's Pinups, and this is I Wish You Would.
Come back, baby, I wish you would. Smiling, baby, won't do me
There you go, that was David Bowie from the album Pinups, and I wish, sorry lads, I wish you would on the Leanburg Show. Couple more tracks before we finish off this week. Why is my, keeps doing that, it knocks off my videos, and when I go to play them, they ain't there. So here it is back now, Scorpions, Seventh Son, here you go. It's from the new album, Rock Believer.
Even if you're
There you go, that was Seven Sun from Scorpions, from new album Rock Believer out in 2022. And even if you didn't know that it was Scorpions, you would be able to tell by the song. It's a real 80s vibe to that song, and I'm sure the album will be the same. Absolutely brilliant to see them back. Scorpions with Seven Sun from the new album Rock Believer out in 2022. Now it's time for me to get out of here. Time to say goodbye. And I want to leave you one more track just before I do. And wish you all a very safe and happy week. And hopefully you'll see you all again or hear you all again next week. And remember, you can hit me up at any time on all the different social media outlets. And I will endeavour to play whatever it is for you. And we look forward to more music from Tony Smith next week as well. So here is Jimmy Page, Robert Plant, Liam Burke signing out on The Liam Burke Show. And here is Gallows Pole. Till next week, take it easy. See you all very soon.
Gallows Pole. What did you bring me? Keep me from the gallows pole. I couldn't get no silver, I couldn't get no gold. You know we're too damn poor to keep me from the gallows pole. I bought you to keep you from the gallows.